Coach, what did you see today from the offense overall? I know it's day one, and all day ones are similar.
Yeah, you know, I thought the first group and some of the twos had good retention. You know, we threw a lot at them. The first 2 days installs, really kind of crazy what we've done to them. So I was pleased probably mentally with the guys that we thought should be with the first group and some of the backups. So I like that. I thought they had a good confidence about them and played pretty fast clip for just being in shorts. On the skill, you know, and a lot of throwing today, we had too many drops. Some of the young guys still uncomfortable out there, you know, just kind of thinking. And we've turned the ball over a couple too many times for skill for day one. Even though it's day one, too many turnovers. So there were some positives mentally. The attitude was good and all that, but we got to clean up some of the sloppiness for sure over the next 2 or 3 days for this stuff.
In the spring, you and Holtz, of course, have been together since probably the beginning of time, but you didn't have a whole lot of time to sit down and maybe talk about what you wanted to do with the offense. You've had all summer. What kind of – have you all had a lot of conversations?
Well, you know, really, we're not going to change anything dramatically. You know, the system has been – you know, there's pieces of system we may use or may not use, obviously, but, you know, we're not really looking to change schematically. We'll do a little bit of that game planning, and, you know, as we see certain opponents. What we're still trying to find out, because we're so young, is, you know, who are the best 22 players? And, you know, we're not there. We're just talking after day one, you know, if you drafted the top 22, you know, kind of who they'd be, that kind of thing. So we're more in, let's make sure our personnel set. You know, we may have the first 11 or 9 set, but we got to find the backups, because you're not going to stay healthy, and you got to have backups, especially the way we play at tempo. So that's probably the highest priority we have right now, this first week especially, is install the offense. We're throwing everything at them. And after this Saturday, we're going to have a little bit of, you know, with those young guys getting a really good look on Saturday's practice, kind of after that, say, okay, here's where we're at depth chart-wise. And then we're a little bit more about scheme and where we think our strengths lie in terms of our scheme.
What changes is it, if any, knowing that you're not going to have, you know, senior starting quarterback for Arkansas? How does that change things throughout camp?
You know, I think as we get through camp, as we install and we kind of feel out the other guys, we got to play to his strengths a little bit. You know, obviously got to protect it, you know, protect him if that's right. But you got to call what that guy feels comfortable with. So you got to rely on your older players, your skill, you know, your Trents and Carlos's and Cam, all those guys, Connor, they all got to step up. And we got to get the ball to them, you know, as easily as we can for the quarterback and take some pressure off him, especially early, you know, in this installation and as we get game planning, so he gets a comfort level. And really, once we kind of determine who that guy is, we'll pick and choose things we think would help him within the system and try to get him some confidence and get him off to a good start. You know, it's not going to be easier going on the road and going to Arkansas in an SEC environment. It's not going to be exactly like rolling the ball out on a Saturday afternoon and just going out in the backyard and throwing it. So we got to be smart with him.
In other words, kind of just simplifying things overall?
Yeah, simplifying, but really it's probably more so finding the strengths of who that quarterback's going to be. You know, every quarterback has strengths, you know. So maybe one throws on a move better. Maybe one's a better pocket passer. So once we determine who that guy is, we have to pick his strengths and play to his strengths, especially in game one.
When exactly does that happen? Like a couple weeks in?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll get through this week of the install, like I said, go through this week. It'll be, you know, they're 10 days for sure before I'm sure we're close to being at that point. They're all getting reps. You know, in camp, you don't prepare for game one. You prepare for the season. You know, you're preparing for the long haul. You know, you're creating your depth. You're getting your system in. You're building a background, because a lot of guys right now that aren't with the ones are going to be playing on Saturday afternoons with injuries and everything else that's going on during the course of the season. So this is not preparing for Arkansas. We're preparing for the season right now. So as we get, you know, 2 weeks, 10 days out, we'll be a little bit more focused on what we think we need to do to beat Arkansas.
How do you think some of the younger quarterbacks are viewing this opportunity?
Well, I think, you know, every time an opportunity comes, I think there's a little bit of excitement. You know, you see a ray of hope that maybe I get my chance quicker than I thought I would type deal. So, you know, I think that they all have treated it with respect, you know, from what I can tell. But I think they're also, you know, competitive guys, and when they get their chance, they want to prove that, you know, they're the right person. So as we get into pads and it gets a little bit more competitive against the defense, I you know, we'll look closely to who kind of enjoys that challenge. And, you know, that will come clean. You know, that will clear up for us.